What opportunity is knocking at your door, begging for a yes, but you're hesitating? Deep inside of yourself, you know that it's for you. Trust yourself. Maybe, just maybe, this is the leap that you need to take. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Season Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. Today, I want to share a mantra that has personally transformed the way I approach my ambitions, my fears, and ultimately any success I've had in my life. And it's about the liberating power of always being ready to walk away. You see, a while back, I was at this crossroads, one of many crossroads in my life, not quite sure of the exact path on my journey and what the next steps were. But I knew one thing for sure. I needed to get crystal clear on what I wanted my life to look like. It was more about the essence than the specifics. I didn't have all the answers, but I was open to what life had to offer. And then, like magic, it felt, opportunities started to fall right in my lap. Opportunities that were equally exciting and terrifying. But here's the kicker. I said yes to them. Not because I was fearless, but because I knew I could always change my mind. I could always walk away. This mindset, the power to walk away, gave me the confidence to face my fears head on. And let's be real, we're all scared of failure, of the unknown, of not being enough. But it's through embracing these fears, stepping into them with a heart full of courage, that we truly grow. I do want to caveat this though. I stepped into the inquiry of these opportunities, knowing that I could always say, actually, this doesn't feel in alignment, or the timing's not right. Thanks for thinking of me, or let's reconnect at a later date. But once I made the decision to go for it, my word is my bond. And I commit and I step into something, and during an agreed upon time frame that, you know, obviously there's always going to be a trial time for anything, and that's mutually agreed upon when you're meeting with someone about a new opportunity. But once I make a decision, I dive in. There's no turning back. And this is so important because I feel like in today's environment, people can be almost wishy-washy, like diving into something and then backing out at the last minute, making a commitment and then, you know, stepping away from it without any warning. And you know what? Our lives and every decision we make, it is all about our character. What are we presenting to the world? So that is the caveat. Yes, you can walk away. Certainly, there's always those opportunities when you really, really feel like this is just not in alignment at all. It's not what I thought it would be, etc. Of course, you need to honor your soul. However, do your due diligence before you're making commitments and stepping into them so that you don't need to turn your back immediately, right? You actually can commit to the decision that you made, because sometimes that feeling of wanting to walk away is connected to that fear of needing to grow, of not being like you're capable to move forward and do the thing that you thought you could do. Sometimes we just need to step over that threshold of fear into the next phase of growth. You need to be ready to surprise yourself with how amazing you are. So I wanted to share that, because truly, by saying yes, by daring to step into new realms of power that I didn't even know existed, I found myself achieving and surpassing the vision I had for my life. So let's rewind a bit to a moment that really tested my resolve and taught me a vital lesson about staying true to who I am and the mission that I've set for myself. So picture this. Everything in my business is aligned. My vision, the clients I was dedicated to serve, and the path I was painstakingly carving out. And I was clear, focused, and I was totally myself. Then out of the blue, an opportunity landed in front of me. And on paper, it was the kind of offer that would be crazy to turn down. It promised growth, exposure, and potentially a substantial uptick in my bottom line. But here's the thing. It just didn't sit right with me. Pursuing this opportunity would have meant veering off the path that I was committed to. like diluting my brand's message and ultimately confusing the community I had worked so hard to build and nurture. It was shiny, tempting, and really, really alluring. But deep down, I just knew it wasn't for me. The perceived benefits couldn't sway me because I understood something fundamental. Knowing who you are and what you stand for is your greatest strength. This wasn't about fear and, you know, something new or something unknown. It really was about integrity and alignment. So choosing to walk away from that offer was a defining moment for me. It reinforced the power of staying true to my vision and the specific clients I wanted to serve. It taught me that sometimes the best opportunities are the ones you say no to. Because in the end, staying faithful to your brand and your community and yourself is paramount. So this opportunity and experience showed me that not every glittering thing that comes your way is going to lead you where you need to go. Sometimes the strength lies in saying no, in recognizing that walking away may very well be the best move for you. It's about leaning into that inner knowledge of who you are and what you're here to do. It's a powerful reminder that in a world full of possibilities, staying true to your path is truly the bravest choice you can make. So what about you? What opportunity is knocking at your door, begging for a yes, but you're hesitating? Remember, the beauty of it all is that you can always walk away. Deep inside of yourself, you know that it's for you. So trust yourself. Maybe, just maybe, this is the leap you need to take. And it may even be a stepping stone into something greater that you never could have imagined. Over the years, I've found it helpful to surround myself with others on a growth journey. And while it's looked different over time because of different seasons of my own life, being, you know, a single, being married, then having kids, and all of those ages and stages, the essence really is the same. So I've created a community for women like you who are intent on expanding their missions, not in isolation, but surrounded by souls who are on similar paths. It's about growing individually and together, celebrating wins, supporting through challenges, and stepping into fear as a united force. In the Seasons Collective, you're held accountable for the dreams you dare to voice. It's a space where pivoting is met with grace and insights, and where your light is not just seen, but celebrated. And your ambition is never a cause for apology, because here, you're whole, you're held, and your courage is not just recognized, it's applauded. So join us as we hold each other up, explore our fears, and step into our power together, saying yes, saying no, committing. And until next time, I really hope that you keep striving and shining, and remember that you're never alone on this journey. I so appreciate you. Thanks for listening. If you got something valuable from this episode, tag me on social media, because I love to shout out the messages you tag me in. And of course, it means the world to me that you listen to these episodes. And when you rate, review, and share, it just gets them out to a wider audience of people who really are looking for that one missing thing that can really take them to the next level in their life. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings.